Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. Adapting a musical to the screen is a tough job, seemingly very tough for studios when they want to reinvent what made these musicals so great in the first place. For example, don't see Les Misérables, The Phantom of the Opera, or Cats at any price. In the case of today's film, a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. The tide in Hollywood was turning against musicals. They were no longer a good investment, as they were rapidly becoming a hard sale to a fickle public. However, said tide hadn't turned in full just yet, and independent mainstay United Artists jumped at the opportunity to make it. In a rare move, UA insisted on retaining the services of the Broadway cast's two stars, Zero Mostel and Jack Gilford. The latter was an easier sell than the former, who submitted a list of 5 suitable directors, any one of which he would accept, namely Orson Welles, Charlie Chaplin, Jean Renoir, Richard Lester, and Seth Holt. Thankfully, the job went to Lester, who had just directed The Beatles to comedic perfection in A Hard Day's Night and Help. Lester brings to this the same anarchic, utterly bonkers comedy from those films, transposing it brilliantly to a musical comedy in ancient Rome. The cast features some of the best comedic talent the 60s could offer. Mostel plays Pseudolus, what I think is his signature role, with all the conniving insanity he brought to it on the stage. To the uninitiated, think his Max Bialystock in The Producers amped up to the maximum limit. Gilford is hilariously pathetic as Hysterium, while veteran comedian Phil Silvers excels as Marcus Lycus, the money-lusting procurer of courtesans, and has some of the best physical comedy of his career. Leon Green returns from the London cast as militaristic braggart Miles Gloriosus, playing the role note perfectly. Michael Hordern plays the henpecked lech Senex to perfection, and future Phantom Michael Crawford plays his son, Hero, with charming, foolhardy innocence. The film also has the honor of featuring, in his final acting role, the legendary Buster Keaton as the aptly named Erroneous, giving one last comedic hurrah. Bravo! To be clear, it was a difficult production to make. Constant rewrites were being done by a myriad of people. Among them were Lester, writer Dennis Norden, and the film's cinematographer, future director Nicholas Roeg. All the changes make for a different experience than the original musical. For example, of its 15 numbers, only 7 appear in the film, which left a bad taste in the mouths of Mostel and the musical's composer, Stephen Sondheim. But the film was still a runaway success on release, earning over $3 million in the US and Canada alone on a $2 million budget and winning an Academy Award for the now-defunct Best Score Adaptation category. Funny at every turn, you are guaranteed to laugh your socks off, and with that, enjoy A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum is available on DVD and Blu-ray from Kino Lorber. At this time, I extend my thanks to all my listeners so far. You've made my podcasting debut something fun to look forward to, and I hope you'll return for Season 2, beginning August 3rd, 2024.